earrings.
नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 8, Chapter 5, Text Number 25, the chapter entitled The Demigod's Appeal to the Lord. Please repeat after me. Tatra Adishna Swarupaya Tatra Adishna Swarupaya Srutapurvaya Vai Prabhu Srutapurvaya Vai Prabhu Stutim Abhruta Daivibhir Stutim Abhruta Daivibhir Girbhistva Avahitendriya Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. There at Ashvetadvipa, Lord Brahma offered prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, even though he had never seen the Supreme Lord. Simply because Lord Brahma had heard about the Supreme Personality of Godhead from Vedic literature, with a fixed mind, he offered the Lord prayers as written or approved by the Vedic literatures. Purport by His Divine Grace S. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. It is said that when Brahma and other demigods go to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead in Svetadvipa, they cannot directly see Him, but their prayers are heard by the Lord and the needful action is taken. This we have seen in many instances. The word Shrutapurvaya is significant. We get experience by directly seeing or by hearing. If it is not possible to see someone directly, we can hear about him from authentic sources. Sometimes people ask whether we can show them God. This is ludicrous. It is not necessary for one to see God before he can accept God. Our sensory perception is always incomplete. Therefore, even if we see God, we may not be able to understand Him. When Krishna was on earth, many people saw Him but could not understand that He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Avajananti mam mudha manushim tanumashritam. Even though the rascals and fools saw Krishna personally, they could not understand that He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even upon seeing God personally, one who is unfortunate cannot understand Him. Therefore, we have to hear about God Krishna from the authentic Vedic literature and from persons who understand the Vedic versions properly. Even though Brahma had not seen the Supreme Personality of Godhead before, he was confident that the Lord was there in Svetadvipa. Thus, he took the opportunity to go there and offer prayers to the Lord. These prayers were not ordinary, concocted prayers. Prayers must be approved by Vedic literature. As indicated in this verse by the words, Daivibhir Girbhi. In our Krishna consciousness movement, we do not allow any song that has not been approved or sung by the bona fide devotees. We cannot allow cinema songs to be sung in the temple. We generally sing two songs. One is Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasati Gaura Bhaktavrinda. This is bona fide. It is always mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita and it is accepted by acharyas. The other, of course, is Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. We may also sing the songs of Narottam Das Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Lochan Das Thakur. But these two songs, Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Hare Krishna Mahamantra, are sufficient to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although we cannot see Him. Seeing the Lord is not as important as appreciating Him from the authentic literature or the authentic statements of the authorized persons. I don't have any qualification, nor do I have any realization to come before you and speak before you. I request all the senior devotees, more or less everybody senior to me here, to give me your blessings so that I'll try to speak as your humble servant by whatever is your mercy. So here, when the demigods explained their problems to the senior most, Lord Brahma, Brahma took them to the to Svetadvipa, where the Supreme Lord resides, Kshiradaksha Vishnu. And actually he has taken them there and started offering prayers. Whenever we are in trouble, we have problems, it is always better to consult superiors. So in olden days, there are at least three generations. So grandfather, grandmother, grandparents, then parents, then children. Whenever the small children, they fall sick, immediately grandmother offers solution. Because she has seen so many, she brought up so many such small children. But today, the culture is changing and people want to live separately. So when the child falls sick, parents take him to doctor. Doctor charges huge money. And so this grandmother can solve that problem probably in a minute. Prabhupada, Mother Malati Prabhu, she had a serious throat problem and she was not coming before Prabhupada. Prabhupada asked, where is Malati, Malati Prabhu? They said, she has this problem. So she went to Prabhupada and said, I have serious problem, I have throat. I cannot even speak. So since I cannot reciprocate with you, respond to your questions, I'm not coming before you. I have taken so many medicines. Prabhupada said, it's very simple. Just hot water, put some haldi and put some salt. As hard as you can tolerate, you'll be all right. She remembers that Prabhupada's solution 40-45 years later also. So, there's all the demigods, when they hit the problem, they came to Brahma. And Brahma, what is Brahma doing? Brahma is taking them to the grandfather. So, here, the point that Prabhupada is making is, Bhagavatam is making is, Brahma has never seen the Supreme Lord, but he just heard. Probably this Brahma is different from the Brahma who got instruction, from the Lord. Initially heard tapa. When he did the austerity, when the Supreme Lord finds himself qualified, shakes hands with him and instructs him to create this Brahma, it seems different from that Brahma. So, and the point here is, Brahma has a lot of faith in Vedic literature. How does the faith come? I really do not know how many of you know. In America, we have MapQuest or MapBlast or Yahoo Maps. And it's not like in India, we want to go to a different place, probably from here to the outskirts of Pune. And a person who comes to Bombay doesn't know, he starts driving. He'll stop his car at 10 places. You know, how to go to this place? So 10 people tell differently, and he'll take the average, and he'll travel. But America, it doesn't work like that. If you have that confidence, you want to go to California, you'll end up in Florida. So, there is no guarantee that this MapQuest or MapBlast is right. Then, actually speaking, people in America have more faith on MapQuest than on Krishna. Then how do you develop faith? Probably, it is true also, many times it leads you wrongly also. I have my own experience. But how do you develop faith on this? Drive 3 miles, Lincoln Avenue will come, turn left. You'll drive 3, Lincoln Avenue. Wow, good. Drive another 7 miles, turn left, Swan's Avenue. Right. That is how we develop the faith. Slowly and steadily. Whether it is true with the relationships, with anybody, it is true with Krishna also. That is how we develop the faith. Step by step. Or because our knowledge is theoretical, theory doesn't help when we hit the problem. I went to Bhaktivedanta Hospital. This devotee and disciple of Loknath Maharaj, 23-year-old. So many things we take for granted in our life. This boy is not passing urine past 1 year. Both the kidneys failed. All his family members, they were devotees. He got initiated at the age of 16. He might have attended so many Bhagavatam classes. Then he joined full time, of course, a brahmachari. Still a brahmachari wearing saffron. It is 8 years since he got initiated. So his faith is based on Shastra, not like, you know, nice kirtan, nice prasad. When he hit the problem, what a problem it is. He told me his family spent 11 lakhs. India, more or less everybody is, you know, especially remote places, may not be very rich. Since they got all their resources exhausted, he moved to Bhaktivedanta Hospital. The point I'm making is, since his faith is based on Guru, Sadhu and Shastra, very, very peacefully, blissfully, he is continuing with his disease. The next day when I went to toilet, I thanked Krishna. Thank you very much, I have no problem. We take things for granted. But when we see somebody like this, oh no. Whatever the gifts that Krishna is bestowing on us, take it for granted. For atheists, there is no question of gratitude because they don't acknowledge Krishna's presence at all. I, me, mine. So the point I'm making is, the parents, their relatives, brothers and all, because their faith was not based on Shastra, maybe superficial, or whatever may be the reasons, he told some more, of course, they gave up. They don't visit the temple. From 16 to 0. But here, what a faith Brahma has got. But of course, Brahma also has a realization. What is the realization? Problem comes, go to the sure of milk ocean, stand there intensely, offer prayers. When you don't have a problem, last episode we saw Gajendra. Intense. When there is no urine coming out, naturally our prayers will be intense. When everything is going on very well, 3 times meal, we have enough clothing, enough shelter, we have materially, spiritually, emotionally satisfied. Why do we need Krishna? We don't need. Then what happens? If we are not cautious, then comes complacency. When we are complacent, we walk into the temple, we develop familiarity with prasad, we develop familiarity with the devotees. Theoretically, we know. To that extent, we give respect. Deities. Krishna, okay, he stands in the same posture. Why he doesn't change? We develop familiarity with the Krishna also. One senior devotee in the temple told me, such a munificent incarnation, holy name. Tatra arpita nimita smaranena kala. Anytime you can chant. Anytime you can chant, put your finger while talking, you chant. Phone. Bolo bolo. When he talks, we chant. While cooking, we chant. Jap kar rahe kya? Chanting? Oh, I'll talk to you later. No, talk. Why? Busy. You know sandwich? 2 loaves of bread, in between some vegetable. So nobody likes just bread, nobody likes just that vegetable. So if you have a sandwich with bread, you know, what is that? With some vegetable inserted, tasty. So just talking on the phone is not tasty. Just chanting is not tasty. Talking and chanting, very tasty. Krishna says, all right, I also deal with you same way. Then after some time, it's not happening. Why it is not happening? Same question, one devotee went to Prabhupada. Prabhupada, it's not happening. Prabhupada said, you mean to say the process is wrong? No. Process is not wrong. Every day from Mumbai to Pune, so many vehicles go. In between, one vehicle fails down. Doesn't mean Pune highway is wrong. It's the problem with my car. My car is the problem, not the highway. Process is perfect. The same process has invoked pure devotional service in so many hearts across the world, all around the world, irrespective of whether you are ABC, Chinese, Russian, Christian, Muslim, or some North American, Latin American, whoever you may be, jump and dance in ecstasy. A sage in Himalayas cannot do, even after the hard work of lifetime. Chanting works. So, but what is, how do we develop our faith? Shastra. So many times we heard in Radha Gopinath Prabhu's Bhagavad Gita sessions, Pratyaksha, Anumana, Shabda. So knowledge by direct sense perception, inference, and Shabda in Vedic literature, scriptures. So here, I mean, the time is limited because it's a very lengthy purport. Time and again we have heard the first one and second one. Our senses, they have a limited ability. When it becomes dark, we cannot see our hands. If our eyes are correct, what? The sun is what? A small plate? Effulgent plate? Our moon is a cooling effulgent plate? No? Our earth is flat? Today we have more faith on on script, we have more faith on scientists than scriptures. But science is changing again and again and again. So, no. Scriptures are perfect. We can do literally unlimited number of PhDs. These concepts, if you present in universities, they become unlimited, you know, concepts for PhDs. Dhyayato vishayan pumsaha sangasteshu pajayate. Why when we drive, we see billboards? They may not know the shloka, but this is the shloka. We can write a thesis, I guarantee you, you will get PhD in 1 year. Anything you keep on seeing again and again, buy this sari, buy this cricket bat, jewelry, vaibho. Just go here, what is yesterday I was watching. 5 crores. They are showing all the jewelry, everything. Again and again and again, you see. Sangaste shubhajayate. You develop attachment by that association. In America, all these cartoons, children cartoons, are made by Toys R Us, these toy companies. And they try to show the same thing. When the child goes to the, you know, the shop, the child drags the father. Father, I want it, I want it, I want it. So they don't have any love to generate, I mean, develop these episodes. But they have love to market their products. So likewise, there are so many examples from Vedic literature. Honestly speaking, whenever I see a material situation, one shloka from Bhagavad Gita comes into my mind and I smile and go away. Stay away from sense gratification. You'll be happy, peaceful. Bhagavatam, 10th canto. People are spending money like anything just to be happy. Very easy. Stay away from abusing your senses. It is not easy. Unless we come to temple regularly. And unless we stay in the association and chant our rounds regularly. It is not easy. To the extent you try, that extent you'll be happy. How many of us accept? Everyone. But what is the, where is it quoted? Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam doesn't want to market any products. Bhagavatam doesn't, it rejects the cheating religions. Why? It comes from our eternal father Krishna. So, develop faith in Bhagavatam. Prabhupada on Jaladuta, he has quoted this. What is that? Nashta prashavadreshtu to drishtva evatmanishvare. What is the problem? We have passion and ignorance. We have envy. Nice friends. Embrace each other. Meet on weekends. And talk nice things. Share nice things. But he comes and tells, my business grew up. And I started making so money. Then pain starts here. In the other guy. Dardoraya. Even family. Brothers. Sisters. There is envy. I have. But we don't know how to get rid of it. 20 years ago, I watched a, Prabhupada is writing no cinema songs. Some movie. Today I want to get rid of it. But still, it is stuck in our mind. I don't know how to get rid of it. So there is some filth. We buy nice soaps. Unlimited soaps, unlimited. You buy and get rid of it. But can you get rid of the filth in the mind? Who is the psychiatrist who can take it out? Probably they may do amnesia. Still, and I heard it doesn't. But what is Prabhupada telling? Nashtabraya Shamadreshu Nitya. Read Bhagavatam every day. Tada Rajastamu Bhava Kama Lobadeshe. Chetayete Ranavritti Stitam Satve Prasidati. There is one devotee in Florida University. Dhira Govinda Prabhu, he did PhD on this. He got PhD. But he did the PhD on chanting the holy name. It takes you to the mode of goodness. Then even prasanna manaso, then you'll become happy. Then what happens? The knot is cut. Vidyate hrude grandhi. Then what happens? Krishna is in our heart, in everyone's heart. But the knot is there. We have so many attachments. We live 3 days, but our attachments are 10,000. We do not know how to cut the knot. Simple. Serve the devotee Bhagavat by following his instructions. Serve Srimad Bhagavatam by reading it very sincerely every day. Nothing. We have taken trillions of lifetimes. Every life we have family members and we sang the song, I can't live without you. And one day, psh, died. I was in Jaslong Hospital. One Mataji came to me. I was in ICU serving this devotee. Can you please pray for my husband? I told her, yesterday night you are not here. I was here. He was struggling. I was already praying for him. She said, not for recovery. You want him to pass away peacefully. It's true. So much money you have to spend. You know, he is a terminal ill. And you are unable to manage between home and hospital. Children have to go to work. Finish the job. 1 week he dead. Cry 2 times. Just get into the regular thing. I'm serious. And once in a year give charity. Because they don't even know Shraddha today. Give some money to temple. They say 3 times Haribol. Unka bhi Haribol ho gaya anyway. Peacefully. What peacefully? How superficial. That is the naked truth of this world. Very sorry to tell myself, tell everybody. So, but still these materialists, Prabhupada is writing a good point. Why Krishna reserves the right to come before us? Why he doesn't come before us? I'm honest with you. If Krishna comes before us, we'll say, which studio you are coming from? Either Nazdik me, you know, are they directing any movie? Nowadays, anyway, they are not directing spiritual movies. No, no, I am seriously Krishna. Krishna actually has to bring some scientists to prove that he is Krishna. Anyway, it's so difficult. Krishna says, you know, this is too much, you know. It's very difficult to convince all these people. But once the devotees are convinced, I mean, people are convinced, I'm honest with you, Krishna will be completely drowned by the wish lists. Krishna will be standing, all the wish lists will write, do this, do this, do this, do this. Krishna will be filled up. That's why, you know, why this hassle? I will not come. Anyway, I am fulfilling whatever you want. If there are no rains for 10 years, no sunshine for 10 months, can we manufacture one grain in the laboratory? Isn't it a good example for influencing somebody to offer prasad? Tell thanks to him. You got a job. Anyway, nowadays jobs are not long-lasting. 2-3 months, 2-3 years. In India, America means 2-3 months only. I'm serious. We tell thanks to every day, this boss. But here is a personality, ever since you were born, putting milk in your mother's body, he is taking care of you. No, he is not there. That's why Krishna doesn't come. Why he doesn't come? Everyone, I don't know how many of you have radios. Do you have radio? In that radio station, there is only one station, Goloka station, where Govinda Madhupurusham comes. But you don't want to hear. My good friend, Gadadhar Pandit Prabhu from New York City, he said this example. I'm just repeating this. Because we are covered by Maya, We don't want to turn to that station. If you have devotee's mercy, Prabhupada's mercy, Prabhupada automatically puts you there. So every day you're listening, Govindam Adipurusham. So you're making, but outside, they listen the same lecture. No, they'll turn little. Dhammaradam. Some cinema song. You don't want to hear. But let me tell you the example he told. But if we take everything for granted, Krishna waits, waits, and waits. We are in the temple, or we are in the temple premises, but we want to listen that material song. What Krishna does? Little bit he turns. So instead of going to Madhapurusham, going to Madhapurusham is going on. I am in the temple. But our mind is other one. The station is changed. That's why we should be grateful to Guru and Krishna. Guru and especially Guru. He is setting your station there. You are committing mistakes. Krishna says, he is committing mistakes. Should I change the station? No, no, no. Please, he is chanting. Keep in the same station. He is trying his best. I am watching him. All right. Otherwise, do we think we can on our own cross the insurmountable material energy? Not in the dream. But the problem is we take things for granted. Haribol, Haribol, Haribol. So what Maya does? Haribol. Last forever. To regain the same faith, it takes a lifetime, sir. It is true with even everybody. Mahaprabhu went to South India. These are the people reading Vedic literatures, Vedic Brahmanas. They are the official priests of Ramananda Rai. Ramananda Rai is a Shudra. Usually, I'm from South India. This was very prevalent. 20, 30 years ago, if you see a Shudra, you'll go and take birth. So, where is it Krishna? Where did Krishna write this? But no problem. You want haircut, and whatever he sells, you can eat. But you don't want to touch him. So these Brahmanas, due respects to them. So they are serving not him, but his money. So Mahaprabhu saw him. Mahaprabhu is waiting for him. And Ramananda Rai saw him. Wow. Ran each other, embraced. Nandalal Prabhu was telling this past time. 2 days ago. They embraced each other. You know, that volcano of love erupted. Definitely not visible to the outside audience. So, these Brahmins who are very good at reciting scriptures but not interested in the purport. What is this? You know, he is a sannyasi looking like a Brahman, supreme Brahman. And why is he touching this Shudra? Contrary, he is a governor. And why is he embracing this Brahman? And you know, why is he getting agitated? The word they are used is astira. Mahaprabhu saw that. Yehi mata vipragana bhave mani mani. So the vipragana, they were getting agitated. They started making offenses. Why? Their stations are tuned differently. Yehi mata vipragana bhave mani mani. In their mind, they are thinking like this. What are they doing? They're thinking like this. Vijatiya loka dehi abu kaila samvarana. Vijatiya. No, no, these people, they don't belong to the caste of bhakti. They don't belong to the sect of bhakti. They belong to something else. Mahaprabhu, they're Brahmins. Mahaprabhu is a Brahmana. Only Brahmins are allowed to reach up to the stage of sannyas. Means these people have qualification. But Mahaprabhu said, no, they are not sajatis, kindred spirits. They are vijatis. Means they don't belong to our category. But materially, Ramananda Roy, Shudra. But Mahaprabhu is calling him, he is my category. He said, no, let us stop here. And we'll discuss this later. You know, there are so many things, so many unlimited places where the qualification doesn't come by birth, but it comes by our heart. Krishna doesn't say, oh, you're wearing saffron? Well, come. You're this? No, don't come. Not like that. Spiritual life means cleansing of the heart. Our heart is infested with lust, anger, envy, greed, pride, false ego, illusion. Whoever cleanses it thoroughly, he is. Whoever doesn't, is trailing behind. That's why Prabhupada says there is a lot of need for preaching. Bhogeshwarya prasaktanam taya paruta chetasam. You have so much faith on money, on reputation. We don't have faith on Krishna. What is another quality that Brahma has? He has faith on Krishna. He has faith on scriptures. Not faith means faith comes by realizations. Our progress is based on realizations. Do we have these realizations? Come what may. Let it take millions of lifetimes. I have no problem. Mama janmani 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 shure. She struggled, Vedavate. Struggled. Husband is chanting near my. But she wanted to have Krishna, the Supreme Lord, as her consort. She is meditating. Husband is also meditating. Suddenly came Ravana. Such a, you know, demon touched her. Oh, you are touching me? This body is unfit to offer to Krishna. I cannot live in this body. I am ending it. But next lifetime, I will be the source of your destruction. She did not chant only for 10 years, for 2 hours every day. Having obtained the blessings of the husband, she sat in one corner, enduring all the austerities. But what happened? The end is miserable. Husband is not there. Krishna is not there to protect from Ravana. What happens? If anybody hears the story, they will give it up in the next lifetime. Sita, Mother Sita, you know, just before Ravana abducted Mother, you know, Agni brought Mother Vedavati as Maya Sita. She endured all the difficulties, the temptations, the demons' harassment. Lord Ramchandra killed Ravana and told Hanuman, bring her. She's coming. Just few inches away, few feet away to be reunited. Ram said, Ram knew, you have to go through Agni Pariksha. Mother Sita did not say. Because what happens? Ram knew if Agni Pariksha takes place, she has to go down and Mother Sita has to come up. No. No Agni Pariksha, I'll continue. She didn't say like that. Next lifetime. So do we have that utsaha? Dairya, nigraha. If we have these three things, no matter what problems we have, it's true we are struggling. So one day Chandrasekhar Maharaj in Nirvandana was giving a lecture. Choice is yours as Brahmachari. Do you want to struggle in Maya or do you want to struggle for Krishna? If you struggle in Maya, next life. Again you have to struggle in Maya. But if you struggle for Krishna, one lifetime it's true with everybody. Next time, definitely better lifetime. Why? Already I quoted from 10th Canto. If you are away, if you are training yourself to be away from sense gratification, you'll be peaceful. Bhagavatam is telling. And we already have some realization. So, it's very, very practical. Start with 10 minutes. Try. After 3 miles, turn left. Oh, it's working. Then make it 4 rounds. 8 rounds. Once you reach the destination, you start believing. Likewise, pursue. So, apart from enthusiasm and endeavoring with intelligence, we need to have the most important quality, patience. I'm talking to myself. Why? Because what is that we are aiming for? Krishna. Krishna tells in 10th Canto, just by worshipping me, chanting my holy name, worshipping the deity, you are actually happy more than my personal presence. It's true. So, we have a lot of responsibility because the materialists, their stations are turned to different other stations, not to the spiritual station. By giving Krishna, what is the Prabhupada instruction? Chant 16 rounds, follow four regulated principles, and the top, preach. I don't know how to speak. No, doesn't mean speaking, behavior. Or whatever little we know, apply. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, we collect the incentive. So at the time of death, somebody will chant for us. You cultivate 1,000 people, one person may chant for you. By Krishna's arrangement. If not, Krishna will arrange. Time is running out for everybody. Ayur harati vai pumsam odayan asan yannasau. But of course not for those devotees who have taken the shelter of Krishna. So here, Prabhupada says, we do not, we have to give our love to the people outside. Because we are saved, extend the same gratitude. If we turn like this and say Krishna, that is love. And if we turn like this and show the compassion, that is actually Krishna's love. We don't have any compassion, we have only passion. But by becoming the instruments of Prabhupada compassion, we'll be able to make change in few lives. That makes Krishna very happy. Small story. How the love changes. In Buddha's time, there is one personality. He did not get the parents' love. He became a demoniac person, sadistic person. He got into the jungles. He became a highway robber. Started killing. So he developed the habit of enjoying the killing. So he would take all the money and he would ruthlessly kill them. And what he would do? He would take their fingers. And he would wear them as a garland. He would wear them as garland. So he got the name Angulimala. Anguli means finger, mala means garland. People are so scared of going in the path. If you do not know there is something like love exists in this world, or you can enjoy here, you naturally enjoy here. So one day one person is going, shaven head, saffron robes. Who is that? Buddha. So much effulgence. Angulimala came. Hey, hold on. Take out what you have. Buddha took out. What he has? One bowl. This is the only thing I have. I have seen so many travelers. They don't take it out. And he took out the sword. I know how to take it. I know how to take money from you. The same smile, radiant smile on his face. This smile is emanating unlimited compassion. He was affected for a while. Don't laugh like that. Give the money. Otherwise, see, I have a garland of fingers. In few minutes, your finger will be added in this. No problem. Take it. Unlimited compassion. It is like a bucket of water on a small fire. What happens? Angulimala, for the first time in his life, is getting tempted. Something is happening in his heart. But he was rebelling against. He was making himself cruel. But Buddha said, take it. Take. I can't take. Then Buddha embraced him for the first time in his life. Angulimala cried. So we have deposited that unwanted qualities in our heart. So the holy name, genuinely chanting the holy name, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. We also want to find out a shelter on whose shoulders we can cry. Looking for that, we get some solace because the process is very authentic. But there are people unlimited waiting outside, completely absorbed in this sense gratification, not knowing what to do, thinking that this is the ultimate thing, and with so many coverings. I have BMW, I have that, I have this, and they are not happy. A small act of compassion makes us qualified, stay in front of Krishna. So, Prabhupada, that's why he made our rules very strict. Only two songs. Prayer. What a powerful media prayer is. I was reading 10th Canto yesterday. Akrura. Prayer means you have to humble yourself. I have nothing. It's true. 30 years later, you'll go alone anyway. Nothing will come with us. No bank balance. What will come with us? How much we chanted, how much service we rendered. It's true with everybody. So, we should have that deposit. And the prayers, Akrura is telling, I am so fallen. He is the Supreme Lord. Actually, relationship is uncle, but he's not considering that. What is the first quality in the prayer? The heart. If there is no heart, many times I observed myself, Jai Sri Krishna, Jai Sri Krishna, Jai Sri Krishna, Jai Sri Krishna, Jai Sri Krishna. I don't even realize I chanted Jai Sri Krishna, Jai Tanya. Prabhupada is telling, actually Prabhupada said once, more effective than Hare Krishna Mahamantra is Jai Sri Krishna, Jai Tanya, Panchatattva Mantra. Then devotee said, we'll chant Panchatattva Mantra only. No. We do what Mahaprabhu said. So Mahaprabhu always chanted Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So we chant Panchatattva Mantra once before every round. But we chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Everything is there. We are making a petition to Mother Radharani. Please. 6 hours ago, we were all sleeping. When we are sleeping, do we know who we are? I'm sorry, I'm finishing in exactly half a minute with this sentence. Probably 12 hours later, we'll sleep again. That time, do we know who we are? All the game is between these 12 hours. In between we sleep also. So do we know who we are when we sleep? Not really. So why not we? I mean, doesn't mean everybody should come and join the temple. No, Mahaprabhu said, Sthane sthita sthitigata. Stay where you are. Keep Krishna in the center. When you are awake, Prahlad Maharaj says 50% of life is gone in sleep. For majority of the people here, more than 50% of life is over. Why not we take shelter of Krishna wholeheartedly? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare. Please do excuse me for having extended a little bit after the time. And second thing is, if I have spoken anything wrong, please do excuse me as your humble servant. But thank you very much at the same time for having patiently listened the class. Hare Krishna. Grandhara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Hare Krishna.